This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday, September the 8th is in the works. That number 8-8 is significant as we follow, follow pretty much the, I think, more so because it's affecting, I don't know, I guess I'm trying to figure out why. Yeah, maybe it's just the fact that there is so much focus on the hurricane because of the last one. There was plenty of focus on that. But I feel like for some reason or other, you ladies can agree or disagree, that there's more focus on this hurricane that will hit square into Florida on Sunday. The Houston occupied our time. This occupies our imagination with stories like the plane, the Delta plane, that flew into the eye of the storm and then went above the storm and ended up taking those people from the Caribbean up to New York. That's a fabulous, think about it. That's a fabulous, fabulous story. And there are so many different stories. I was listening to a radio program last night with people calling who were leaving and what they were encountering, either from the west side or the east side. It'll affect the whole state for sure. 888 302-3684. What the heck? This is not a caller-driven program, but I don't mind taking some calls from people who have stories to tell. We have a lot of people listening in Florida, and I'm sure the rest of the people around the country, for the most part, are interested, although I don't want to. I think yesterday and the day before, there also wasn't enough. I don't want to say we gave short shrift to the circumstance in Montana, but the idea that we have the fires that kind of have been taken care of in Southern California, and then there's what's going on the Northwest. But the situation for those who live in Montana is equally devastating. The connection to the word crisis and the hurricane and then the fires, I think, is legitimate, frankly. And we have three or four stations that are in Montana. So what do you do if you're in the eye of the storm? It's pretty easy to figure out where you got to go. You have to leave. But in this circumstance, the fire is so unpredictable. What do you do? How do you get out? Jennifer, your father's house was close to being engulfed. And I don't mean that to be dramatic, but it was on the other side of the hill. So anything could have happened.
It was right up to the garage for the neighbors. Yeah. No, it was very close.
Right. So the, in fairness to all, I guess, equal opportunity to the people who are in these areas that ought to have some focus, $8 billion damage so far in Montana. 44 fires, 800,000 acres. Can you even imagine that? I have a 114-acre farm. I have, you know, multiply that times whatever. And you think about it in that perspective. We all have we have a little postage stamp lot, or we have a little corner of the world. But and so with that, government money going to where the fires are, government money going to where the Houston debacle was. Now the people who are in charge of FEMA say, we don't have any more money. What are we going to do with Irma? So Bill Nelson, the two senators from Florida, Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson, tried to get a disaster relief package through Congress, and I can't figure out whether they have or they haven't. The amount of money they have in their fund is about $1 billion. They spent three in Texas, and they could spend 30, because there are some estimates to put the amount of damage in Texas at $300 billion. Can we even imagine that? And what happens in Florida? You know, there are a lot of more concentrated places where there are lots of residents up and down the coast. It's really a pretty amazing situation we find ourselves in. And has it taken away in your circumstance, Jennifer? By the way, hello, everybody. It's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here on the DJV Experience. Jennifer, you do a local program in Los Angeles. How much attention has been given to these disasters in that as a representation of a local program that discusses the issues? The number two item on the Caucus chart this week is the hurricane coming and the hurricane that's been. So is that part of the deal that Trump made with the Democrats to cough up some more dough and here we go borrowing more money, which is what everybody who voted for Trump thinks is anathema? It's really kind of a conflagration.
Well, you want me to answer your question?
Consequences, yeah. I'll stop talking. That'd be a good idea.
Take a breath. All right. So last week when we were covering on my local show, we were covering the Hurricane Harvey, pretty intensely. I mean, we spent probably 2 full days just doing nothing but hurricane coverage.
Why? It's a Los Angeles
station.
And that's
on a local program. Because that's the big story.
Why?
Because
why are people in Los Angeles interested in...
Well, because these are our fellow citizens. Yeah. I mean, people
hold on, Victoria. I'm not challenging her. I want to just have people understand who listen
but
to the radio.
But it sounds a little heartless.
The way you're hearing it. That's not the way it's meant. Go ahead, Jennifer.
It's not just Victoria who hears it that way, by the way.
We're told to cover the news because people use talk radio for news. So you have to do the biggest news story of the day. That's the task. And that was what the hurricane was. I mean, it wasn't just the hurricane. It was the fact that afterwards, things just went so incredibly crazy with standing water and people stuck and people. I think a story about people more than anything else. And to answer your question about why people are covering Irma, I think it's because it's the largest hurricane in recorded history in the Atlantic Ocean. And so I think there's some interest there. And, yeah, of course, the fact that it butts up against a big hurricane like Harvey, that also makes it newsworthy. But, I mean, look, this may peter out and be nothing, but for the people in Florida, you have to wake up and be pretty nervous today going, ooh, what's that?
It will not peter out and be nothing.
Right.
Yeah, and I think the idea, too, is even if you live in California or D.C. or New York or Boston, you might still have relatives in Houston or in Florida or in the Caribbean or anywhere up the coast that's going to get hit. So I think it's important for everyone to know, regardless of if you're in the direct line of the hurricane that's coming.
Mm. I think it's very interesting to see how some people take the usual on CNN is the same video and audio and the same story over and over and over again. I saw a couple of things because of what I'm attached to on Facebook and in my news feeds about animals that are being affected by this. I mean, the birds, you got a lot of dogs and pets and stuff, but the natural disaster of what happens to the natural wildlife that's there. It doesn't look like it has gone into Puerto Rico the way it certainly has. Not as much of a problem as it might have been.
Power, right? Aren't they going to do that power for a while?
For months, yeah. Power's going to be out. But like we were communicating with our shelter yesterday down in Puerto Rico, and all the animals in the shelter and the staff were okay. But they're worried about flooding and mudslides. That's a big concern. And then starting today, they're going out to try to rescue some of the strays. I mean, Puerto Rico has the worst stray dog and stray cat problem. So they're trying to round up a lot of animals today for it. But it's luckily it didn't get hit directly like it did in some of the other places. And I just watched a video on the Weather Channel from 20 minutes ago. And Turks and Caicos is getting leveled the same way that it looks like St. Martin.
Yeah,
was.
You can kiss the Turks and Caicos goodbye for a while. And there are an area that has just more recently come into focus as far as a tourist destination is concerned. They weren't well seeded, if you will, like Antigua and those St. Martin.
Turks and Caicos has a lot more newer structures than the other islands. I wonder if that will help. Or if they just didn't anticipate that they would have to deal with something like that.
And I think they have. I remember I was invited down there 2 or 3 years in a row by the Tourist Bureau, and they were just getting their leg into, if you will, or their foot up on tourism. And they had built some really nice hotels and nice structures. But it always felt like, I've never been to Cabo. Those of you who have, I used to love Cabo. Yeah. it felt to me like it was a sort of newer version of Cabo, built for Americans, by Americans. And there was a certain starkness to it. It didn't have the same beauty as St. Thomas. I always thought was a fabulous place to go, frankly. And St. Martin as well, some of those other islands, as opposed to going to Jamaica, which is a horrible place to go. And you can't even go to Haiti. What's the point? Unless you want to walk around, you know, for a day and look at the mess that's there and get on a boat or a plane and get out of there. The Dominican Republic is the same thing. So anyway, American is adding flights. JetBlue is offering $99 flights. They'll all do the same thing out of Florida pretty much to get people out. But if you listen...
That's after they got in trouble for price gouging.
But JetBlue did.
Well, no, Delta did, American did. They were raising the cost of their flights from like $500 to $3,000 to get people out of the city.
What do you expect from that? That business is run by a bunch of whores and thieves. That's basically what they are. They're bandits, and they do whatever they can. And look at all of the stuff. United continues to do what they've been doing, even with all, in the face of all the bad publicity they've had all year long, they still are pulling crap that you wouldn't think anybody running a business like that would have the sense, or you'd think they have no sense.
I'm hopping on a United flight today, so if you guys see a video of me dragged off, then...
keep us updated.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get some bank out of it.
But I do agree, Doug. It seems like United did not learn any lessons. Nothing.
The only one who really pays attention in the international sense, I mean, you hear stories about Emirates and some of those airlines, but Branson's the only one who really gets it, frankly. And his airline, the Virgin brand, is known for being the opposite of most of the rest of the airlines in the world. And I thought it was interesting because he was in the news not for the airline, but because he has an island called Necker, N-E-C-K-E-R, Necker Island. And that's in the right in the middle of the storm, I think, isn't it? Or pretty, it's on the path of the storm.
Yeah, it got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, he's got a lot of exotic animals that he has been taking care of, and I guess they may have suffered the fate of a lot of these other animals that are on the beaches that are natural to the habitat. I don't know how much of this stuff is. Yeah, native flamingos, native tortoises, native the exotic birds he had, all must be native. He had a private preserve there where he put them all, and he was working hard apparently. And it's a good example of what we ought to do because I think sometimes people don't pay much attention to these animals as they ought to. So it's a trying time, no question about it. Lots of conversation and focus appropriately. 20 after the hour, DJV time.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
The Alzheimer's Foundation of America, AFA, is hosting the 2017 National Educating America Tour to help caregivers in need. The AFA Educating America Tour will include free educational conferences, free memory screenings, informational workshops, and much more. For more information or to register for a conference in your state, call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org.
The The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I've never understood the focus on Sinead O'Connor, because I guess I've never thought she had much talent.
Oh, wow. I really like her.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Well, apparently a lot of other people do as well. She has addressed the most recent bout of headlines pertaining to her mental health. The first show of the season for Dr. Phil features an episode with Sinead O'Connor declaring that she is, quote, fed up with being defined as a crazy person. She posted a video to Facebook last month from a motel room in New Jersey. She professed to feeling suicidal. So she's going on Dr. Phil talking about her mother, who died in a car crash when she was 19, and who, according to Sinead, was both sexually and physically abusive to her. Well, that'll do it.
Yeah.
She says she ran a torture chamber. She was a person who took delight in hurting you. So from mental illness comes mental illness. You think that's the case? I think that's what the theory is here. But you've heard over the course of your life, I'm sure all of you, references to people who have problems because of the problem. In a way, it's that it's the theory that when I was taking that that course this past year, focusing on it, it's not the same kind of thing as Ancestry.com, but where you come from, the Constellation course. Remember I talked about that four or five times during the course of the spring and early summer, or it was actually through last winter, I think, in spring. That really taught me a lot about where I came from, and I think that's where you analyze that stuff. But then, once you understand where you came from, does that help you fix it, is the question.
I think it can. It can if you're... But, you know, she has a lot of issues, and she's had a lot of issues for a long time, and then being so famous for a while, and then and I think she's just had a rough, rough road.
In my
mind... And coming from very Catholic Ireland, too, like, mental illness was not something that was talked about. Last week we talked about the Pope seeing a Jewish psychiatrist, which is, you know... which is wonderful fabulous. That they yeah. talk about it now, but yeah. that's not something that was a known or accepted thing
right.
when she was growing up in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. She also, you know, a lot of times I think people are... She got a lot of flack and a lot of pushback for some of the weird, controversial...
She ripped up the picture of the Pope. That's what put her on the map.
And so as much as I think that people enjoy their right to say stuff, I think sometimes people get shocked when they get backlash. It was like with Kathy Griffin. She was shocked. She got backlash for holding up that bloody Donald Trump head. And I think Sinead O'Connor was one of them. I think she thought people would just applaud her and say, yes, you're a warrior. And instead, it kind of, I mean, really, that sort of killed her career, or at least added a stigma to her career for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Also, musically speaking today, Jody Messina, famous for a string of country radio hits as the, she was, what, back in the 90s she got started?
Yeah, mid-90s, late 90s, yeah. Yep.
Diagnosed with cancer, she made the announcement on her website, not any specific type of cancer in the outreach. She's going to start treatment this fall, so she's postponed all of her concerts following her engagement in Harrington, Delaware on October 7th. Performing this month in Virginia, Ohio, and in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Hello, Bloomsburg. She's from Massachusetts, so it's different for her to become a country star, yeah? Didn't have the same roots that a lot
she's
of
she's a huge star, though, I'll tell you what. A couple yeah. of albums, she was, she was in country
well. Yeah.
music. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she actually came up with Tim McGraw. They were really good friends, but they used to party a little too much together, so they were big drinkers. Tim McGraw stopped drinking. I think eventually she might have, too.
Yeah. Well, hold a good thought for Jody Messina. 28 past the hour.
Work hard now, make things easier later. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In life, you can either work hard at first and then make things a whole lot easier for yourself down the road, or you can take the easy path at first and then make things harder for yourself for the long haul. The choice is ultimately yours. There's no right or wrong in this choice, just choice. You get to decide how you want to spend your life. If you want to spend more time with things being hard, take the easy path at first. If you want to spend more time with things being easier, take the hard path at first. It's really just that clear. You can apply this to the effort you put into anything you do. The harder you work up front, the easier things get. And your future self will thank you for your effort. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I'm Doug Steffen with my pals Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The focus, I suppose, today, I feel like we're in a sort of collective place here when it comes to all of the aspects of how people are affected by these natural disasters. There are so many people there. One of the things I actually was talking to Ken Kronhaus off the air in a phone call, and we were talking about, because he's in Florida, what this does to his, I said to your business, but I meant to his practice.
And must be closed down, right?
No. Are you kidding? He doesn't close. He's like me. He never takes vacation. He's open all the time. And people are now, people get so worked up about this sort of thing. Even he's in Orlando, which is not really going to get, other than a lot of wind and rain, they're not going to get much. It's all, this is a coastal storm. It's going to blow up through. It'll hit land late afternoon, early evening on Sunday. And now that it's even, it's down to a 4 from a 5, but it still is dangerous, no question.
Still, I think they said 165 miles per hour. I mean, that's
ridiculous. So it'll, and it's hitting land a little north of Miami. But when you look at the videos coming from Marathon, the folks that are listening to us down there and the people who are leaving, there's only one way in and out of the Keys. And the Keys will be washed I can't think of a better way of putting it. The keys will be washed over. They have an 18-foot, they can tolerate an 18-foot wave, and the waves are predicted to be 20 to 24 feet. So it'll blow completely over those islands. And then when you take the impact of what it does to the transportation, we were talking about the airlines offering cheap flights to get the hell out of Florida. I was listening to somebody last night talking about leaving Florida, has left 24 hours ago to go to family in, I think it was Alabama someplace. So that's where people are going because, A, there's no gasoline. B, there are no hotels. I'm talking about as you head north. If you go north of Jacksonville, which is where you need to go to get out of the storm, as it now looks like, it plots its way up the coast, hitting hard into Miami-Dade, into Palm Beach County, into orange groves, if you will, up in Melbourne, Port Lucie, those areas, there, Indian River, that whole area. And then up, it hugs the coast pretty much to Jacksonville. And at least now, according to the trajectory, it kicks out there. So that whole coastal area, but when you go inland 100 miles, although Orlando's not quite 100 miles, I wouldn't want to be at Disney World. I wouldn't want to be. Anyway, so the point I was making with Ken is that people get so anxious that those people who have questionable, Ken's a cardiologist, so if you have questionable heart mechanism and you get all worked up about this stuff, yeah, you really are going to, you'll feel it. You'll know it. And so he sees a lot of people who would maybe otherwise not be affected. They can plot along for a little bit longer, but with the the excitement of all of this, the pressure, the stress. You know, think about it. All these people heading north with no place really to go, and so if they're smart enough, a lot of these people that live in these areas that have been hit before are smart enough to fill up their gas tank all the time this time of year. Always have a full gas tank at this time of year down there for the next month into October. Because you never know.
Had a couple extra carry tanks with you.
Exactly. Put those 5-gallon cans in the back of your car, fill them up, puppy, and then you know, you'll at least be able to get out. But now there's no... And I forgot, we haven't really talked about this week. The impact of Harvey on the price of gasoline, we were talking last week about it, maybe 15, 20, 25 cents. Gasoline here is $2.90 a gallon, and it was $2.20 before the storm.
That's a huge increase. Wow.
60 cents a gallon. What
it
are
went
you
up 15 cents in New Jersey.
Really?
Well, remember we were talking about that. I said, Jersey gas is always the cheapest, so
well,
I didn't think it
would go
up
that much.
Well,
because a lot of refineries. You got a lot of refineries in New Jersey.
But I think, Kara, did you say it was 30 cents where you were?
Yeah, it was up to, I think the gas station I went to is a little bit more expensive generally, but it was up to $2.77, which was 30 or 40 cents more than it normally is.
It's $2.70, $2.80. I saw $2.90. What about in California? What are they?
Oh gosh, it's well over $3.50-ish, I think.
Wow.
But overnight it went up 23 cents.
Yeah, right.
Actually, not even overnight. My mom is so funny because you know she's retired from teaching, and so she's looking to cut costs.
Watching
your pennies. She said I went to because she had a podiatrist appointment. She's like, so I knew I had to get gas, so I passed the gas station. I looked at the prices, and then I went into the doctor's office, and she came back, and it was up 23 cents.
Yeah,
that's a fast rise in a half an hour.
Well, it's gone up, and it went up 25 cents the first day or two, and then went up another 10, and now over in the places that I pass and see, and I don't stop at stations for my trucks because we have farm tanks, but for gasoline, you know, the same gas stations everybody else does, and I try to find, I don't drive around, because you really think about the concept, it's pretty silly to drive around to save money on gasoline, because you're just burning more trying to save a couple of cents. But the lowest I saw yesterday was $2.77. The highest I saw was $2.90, which is up. It was $2.19 to $2, depending on, like, Mobil's always more expensive, and Shell's always more expensive, and the closer you are to a highway, it's more expensive, that kind of stuff. But anyway, the people down there would pay anything, but they can't get any gas. And so when you think about it, how do you get out? You don't have any gas for your car. The trains, I think, either have stopped or will stop. The planes will fly probably into tomorrow. You won't get an airplane out of Florida on into or out of Florida on Sunday, and probably Monday.
Nor should you, by the way. I mean,
yeah, of course not. No,
that's not.
So that's, you know, what other mode of transportation? If you have a boat that'll hug the coast and do okay, you got a 40-50 foot boat, you can get on that and head north. If you do it, you can, you know, if you're going to do that, you better do it today.
The eye of the storm is the size of Detroit.
Yeah. Well, that's how that plane could get into the eye of the storm, that Delta plane that took off from Puerto Rico. And I think there were two or three different stories about this captain. He sounded like a cowboy. The first story I heard was that he had been in the Air Force and flew, or the Coast Guard or whatever, and he was one of the guys that flew those planes into the hurricanes, the hurricane watchers, to figure out, you know, how bad the storms are. And so the first time I heard this story, if it was true or not, it was that he picked up passengers in Puerto Rico, flew to St. Thomas, and gathered up whoever wanted to get on the plane there, and also St. Martin, and then took off because he planned to take off into, when the eye of the storm hit these areas or close to it, he took off in the eye of the storm and flew in the eye of the storm as long as he could, and then he flew up over, because those storms are at about, the top of them is going to be about 40,000 feet. So he flew up in the eye. Think about it. It's like a rocket ship or something. Flew up, according to the stories, you know, this may all be, but it's a great story. I mean, it would be an interesting movie for somebody to do, whether it's true or not. Think about it. You fly into the eye of the storm, and then you get up over it. Those planes can handle 40, 41,000 feet, 42,000 feet without it becoming a problem. And then, you know, you get up over it. It's going to be a bumpy ride. But it's what kind of a cowboy would want to do that? God love him. So, but there are all kinds of stories like that. And they add the human drama to all of this. The flood waters that are receding from Texas and Louisiana. But the other thing that isn't being talked about, I think we ought to talk about a little bit, health consequences. By the way, speaking of Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack, our two health experts, every week we're putting together now a podcast, blogtalkradio.com/goodday health. This week, you might be surprised to learn the number one cause of heart attacks and its frequency, and how Jack and I talk over this issue. Also, we focus on the best supplements for better brain health and why your vision is linked to your posture, all on Good Day Health's podcast this week. Yeah. blogtalkradio.com/goodday health. It's 44 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions!
More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 46 past the hour. I'm Doug with Jen, Victoria, and Kara. The long-term health consequences of Harvey and Irma because of the areas... Well, I don't know that it makes a difference, though. Never mind the tragic deaths because of the drownings, people getting electrocuted, all of that sort of thing happens. Those are pretty obvious signs of how devastating all of this is. But there are a lot of hazards here. The flooding and the tide of sewage. And down in Texas, there are a lot of petrochemical companies. Where do you think all that stuff went?
Yeah.
It just went into the water, into the flood.
They're talking about how bad the water is with not just chemicals and stuff like that, but also waste and ugh. Yeah.
If you drive along the corridor, the Interstate 10 between Houston and New Orleans, not 10, what is that? Well, is it 10? 10 goes up. I forgot. No, 10 goes through Houston. Anyway, that whole area is the focal. That's the chemical industry's headquarters. You see all these plants along the highway there. They're all wiped out. And the problem is that the stuff that they had is going to impact the soil, the water. Think of your children in the sandbox, even all those things, simple little things. People are dying, and that's one of the things. You don't see some of the specifics. There have been several stories that I've seen, sort of subplots to this, people dying after swimming in the waters that were filled with all kinds of viruses that are like cholera, the bugs that you can't pronounce, that are in the South Texas coastal waterways anyway. And so here's the story of a guy who had had a tattoo, and he just before the storm, he went out and swam. He took a swim in this water, and the bacteria right into his bloodstream. He was dead in 24 hours.
Oh. Wow.
So, thinking about stuff like that, thousands of people who are in hospitals or on life support, they all had to come out. A lot of those people will not make it. Imagine you're on dialysis. You got to have dialysis, and the hospital's shut down because of the storm, wiped out. Medication can't get in to these places. I mean, we're thinking now of the stuff that you see in the news media, but think about medicines that people are on that they can't. You can't get gasoline. You're going to be able to get medicine? You can't.
Well, yeah, I saw it's a really heartwarming story in the end, but I saw a story of a woman who is in Florida who went to the store yesterday, and I guess her father is on oxygen or something that needs to run on electricity for a health issue, and she went to the store to get a generator, and she got there right after the very last one had been sold. And she broke down in tears because she didn't know what she was going to do. And if you see the lines for these stores, there are lines going all the way down the street with people trying to get stuff.
Yeah.
And the guy who had bought the last generator saw her crying and went up, and there are pictures of him hugging her, and he gave her the generator that he had just bought because he needed it to keep, his electricity running, but he didn't need it for a health reason.
Yeah.
And so it's really heartwarming to see something like that, but then you wonder how many other people are in that same situation.
Yeah.
Well, here's another thing to consider. Excuse me, and this is something that happens more often than not with any kind of storm like this. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit will tell you that these houses, there have been houses physically wiped out by the force of the water, but there's another 40, 50, 60,000 that people will try to restore, and the mold that will grow in them is insidious. So other things to think about with regard to these storms that probably not going to hear too much about on some of the other television or radio programs. 10 before the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A reminder, this is a time when we review things, because lots of things have happened this past week, and among the things that are foremost on our minds are things that come from the world of technology. So I have Victoria Keelan here to go through the top five items from the world of technology this past week. So let's get right to it, counting down from number five to number one, apps. And we have a lot of focus on doctors and medicine, certainly on this program, and it's appropriate to sort of ring that together for this story, Victoria.
Yes. Well, technology and health are really becoming a very symbiotic relationship. And ChemoWave is a new app that's giving chemotherapy patients and their doctors more insight on treatment plans, side effects, and their mental health as they go through the process of trying to beat cancer. So the app actually is designed to help track a variety of vital data, symptoms, exercise, water intake, medications, side effects, things like that. And mental health is something that a lot of doctors are now talking about a lot more with cancer patients than they ever have in the past. And because a lot of cancer patients suffer from depression, and so these are things that this app tracks. And one of the cool things about this is that a recent study in the Journal of American Medicine found that there's a 21% increase in survival time for patients who tracked and reported their symptoms. So this app, ChemoWave, is making it a lot easier for cancer patients to communicate better with their doctors, keep their doctors apprised of everything they're going through, and it's helping with survival time.
Yep, good stuff. Number four on our countdown to number one in Tech Talk are Instagram items. This is not good news for people who use Instagram.
No, not good news at all. Instagram found that they had a major data breach. They're still not clear just how many people are affected, but they know it's in the millions. And it started right before the long weekend, and of course, no one was really paying attention. But Selena Gomez, who was one of the most followed people on Instagram, fans did notice that she had, on her Instagram page, posted there were some pictures of her ex, Justin Bieber. And so everyone figured that that wasn't right, and it turns out she was hacked. And then Ariana Grande and Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer star, they were also hacked. And so that set off the alarm bells. And now apparently a lot of this data, email addresses, some credit card information, things like that, have been stolen and are for sale now on the dark web. So Instagram is trying to plug up all the holes, but it's not great news. Once that information is out there, there's really not a lot you can do with it to get it back.
Number three, counting down toward number one, some good news for those of you who are trying to enhance your memory.
That's true. A new study conducted out of Carnegie Mellon University found that turning off the notifications on your smartphone for 24 hours leads to improved concentration and decreased overall stress levels. So it turns out that if you can actually put your phone aside, put it on airplane mode for a full 24 hours, this is a challenge to a lot of people, I know, but if you can do it, they found that immediately your memory and the cognition, I mean, there are so many things that people found that it just were sharper, and it's just because you're not using your phone as a crutch, and you're actually using your brain and exercising your brain, and it's kind of like the equivalent of doing a puzzle, turning off your smartphone for a full 24 hours. It's amazing.
All right, here's a warning. Number two is a warning.
I know, more danger. More bad news related to technology. If you are a binge-watching fan of Netflix or any other type of streaming service, the bad news is, when you're watching Netflix, if that warning sign comes up that says, "Are you still watching?" that should be your cue to get up, walk around the room, stop binge-watching, because that means you've been binging for about 2 hours, and that is as long as doctors and health officials say you should actually be sitting without getting up. If you're on an airplane, don't sit for more than 2 hours. Car ride, same thing. The same rule applies for binge-watching.
Yep. All right, word to the wise is sufficient, so it said. Number one, this is a cool story about NASA and who was front and center this past week.
This was definitely my favorite story of the week. NASA had a contest called hashtag message to Voyager, and they were looking for people to write the perfect tweet to be sent out to space to Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 as part of the golden record. Now, that is in case extraterrestrials somehow come across the Voyager, and this would be a message from human beings to whomever is out in the universe. And so the winning tweet was announced by Captain Kirk himself, William Shatner. He went to NASA headquarters to open the winning envelope. He read the tweet, which he called beautiful. It is a beautiful tweet. The message is, "We offer friendship across the stars. You are not alone." And so then he gave the command to send the tweet 10 billion miles to reach Voyager 1.
Wow. Google expanding to Ghana and other places in Africa. Found that interesting this week. You had thought that they were everywhere, but they aren't. But they're trying to be. Technology in the focus. It's 59 past the hour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.